This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Under gray skies and a heavy drizzle last Friday morning, a cluster of bright yellow slickers moved against the lush green hillside overlooking Highway 12 near Glen Ellen. From a distance, they could have been a construction crew or a group of farm workers, but this was actually a class of students from Sonoma Valley High School.
These kids are restoring oak woodlands in areas that were once cleared for vineyard or for pasture. They came in December. They planted a lot of the acorns and buckeye seeds. Now today they're laying the irrigation lines so that these trees can thrive throughout the dry summer. They'll come back one more time, these kids, in April, and then they'll monitor the trees and see how they're growing and hopefully maybe put up some bluebird nest boxes.
Jennifer Potts is the Habitat Protection and Restoration Project Leader for the 535-acre Bouverie Preserve, a one-time working ranch that has been set aside as protected habitat and is now owned by Audubon Canyon Ranch. The 22 students are from Christina Story's elective plant and soil science class for juniors and seniors. She says the active outdoor field trip is not just a welcome change of pace from the classroom, but was structured to foster thoughts about career plans.
They're paired up with mentors that are in different career fields, and they get to learn from them and see different career opportunities. Like, there's an irrigation expert out here, there's a resident biologist for the Bouverie Preserve, and so they get to know them and talk to them about their careers. For some students, it's just a fun thing for them to do. It's a fun elective. It's hands-on more than some other classes they could be taking, but for some, it is actually something they're going to pursue as a career at the junior college or at a four-year college.
And that seemed to be happening for student Sam Lee.
I didn't realize that it was this easy to irrigate a field. I didn't know a group of high school kids could do it. I thought it was something that you had to hire professionals for. I've considered having a career and something to do with agriculture, planting, and now this makes me realize that it's a lot easier to do than I figured.
The 400 black oak, coast live oak, and valley oak acorns that the student planted in December were all harvested from existing trees on the preserve. They're part of an effort to restore the natural oak forest to a hillside that had been cleared years ago. The effort is being funded with nearly $500,000 in mitigation money from Caltrans to offset the trees they had to cut for a nearby highway widening project. Oaks are not fast-growing trees, so it will take decades for the replanted area to attain maturity. But Sonoma senior Mackenzie Mackling says she is already planning to be watching.
I think it's going to be really cool because I, like, drive down the highway a lot, and I look out and I can see all this. And it's really cool to think, wow, in like 50 years, it's going to be like a mini forest. In 100 years, it's going to be like a full-grown forest with animals and everything. So it's great.
Meanwhile, Jennifer Potts says the Bouverie staff is already making plans for additional work to be done by a new class of Sonoma Valley students next year.
We're going to have another group of Sonoma Valley High School students come next year. They'll come back 3 days and do different projects. More monitoring, weed control, put up cages to prevent deer from browsing the trees.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.